producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion or more on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, we've got two events coming up. I'm just thinking about this, and I can't wait already. The California Jam, we're going to be together in Southern California, Costa Mesa, and that's March 18th through the 20th. And then the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Ontario, for all our hockey puck listeners.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
April 8th through 10th.
Yeah, so, end of March, 1st of April.
Yeah, so we're doing some actually... Man, that's Northern Climate. No. Southern California should be cool. Total Health. I have no idea what kind of clothes to wear in April in Toronto. Some of our Canadian listeners are going to have to give me a heads up on that.
we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll talk to Dr. Wolf. He'll know.
Yeah, Daryl's going to be there, Doc of Detox. And we've got a great question of the day, comment of the day. The folks are loving the Doc of Detox, doing Detox of Fridays with me each and every week here as well.
I bet they are, yeah. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to a show yet, Robert, but I'm going to.
No, he comes out with some of the most brilliant, like, one-liners, right? These sentences that contain wisdom of the ages, right? And it's like, dude, man, let me write that down, you know?
I know, man. It's like in last year's Quest for the Cures, you know, we asked him about why the doctors are not taking care of their patients the way they should, and he goes into the Hippocratic Oath, and he goes, "Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I think the only thing that's left now is a hypocrite." You know,
yeah,
like one-liners that. Like that just they just hit home.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, talking about one-liners that don't hit home, Barack Obama and the State of the Union address yesterday. I'm sure you were all gathered around your television sets watching it, right, Ty? The whole family.
You know what? To be honest with you, normally I might watch a little bit of it, but we were busy last night. We were out and about and got home. We turned it on, and Charlene watched about – we got into bed. She turned it on. We watched about 30 seconds at most of it, and she goes, I just can't watch it. It just makes me sick to hear him talk.
So there you go. You did the 30-second version, as did I. Tell Charlene exactly, right down the wheelhouse. And – Super Don was really courageous. I think he watched like two-thirds or three-quarters of it, and we had some good commentary on it. But what we left for you to comment on, we're going to actually play a clip because it relates to another moonshot. He says, we're going to the moon again, and he's going to send Joe Biden. What is this moonshot? Is it really to go to the moon, or is it do something that we already do that has already been revealed in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest? Let's find out. Let's go to the State of the Union, hear from a Barack Obama as he's trying to do a JFK maneuver on a disease that we already know how to prevent and reverse.
Now, last year, Vice President Biden said that with a new moonshot, America can cure cancer. Last month, he worked with this Congress to give scientists at the National Institutes of Health the strongest resources that they've had in over a decade. So tonight I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done. And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you say, Joe?
Well, the sentiment is nice. I mean, that's what they've been saying for a lot of decades, but how are they going to pull it off? He was given another gift to the NIH and Big Pharma.
He was. And let me tell you something, man. Biden, picking Biden for this that's not a bad move mm-hmm. on his part, to be honest with you, because he's got the emotional sentiment already. But, you know, the reality is, what do we really not know how to treat cancer? You know, we don't from a traditional, conventional standpoint, but we know how to treat cancer. The reality is that we can say we're going to have another moonshot or whatever, and we look at the money that's going into this thing. The only truthful thing that I could read in this article, as far as a quote was concerned, is that right in the middle of the article, they're talking to a guy named Baselga. They interview him, and he says, "I do think in great part it's a money issue." Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's not what he meant, but the reality is this whole cancer industry is a money issue, and that's why we'll never have a cure for cancer found from that side of the fence, because there's too much money in perpetuating the disease and not right. curing it. But it is a great emotional sentiment to put Biden sure. in front of something like this, because he lost his son.
Yes, he did, to cancer. And that's the thing. When Obama says to think of all of the people we've lost, I mean, we're not criticizing him for that. That's not the
right.
point. The point is the direction of the monies, the billions of dollars that have been spent, hundreds of billions, since 1971 when President Nixon declared a war on mm-hmm. cancer. And, you know, the money has, by and large, I don't know, somebody out there might try to slap me for saying this, has been a waste, an absolute waste of resources directed at new forms of poisoning the body, radiating the body, or removing body parts. And whereas there may be a time and a place for removing cancers that have become so big that they are threatening just because of their size, the idea that those are the only three in that monopoly that
right.
we have, that is an affront to the freedom to heal. And the fact that many doctors around the world, as evidence in the truth about cancer, a global quest, have already proven. And all the survivors that you featured, Ty, and I mean, this is an amazing time.
Yeah.
And I think more people than ever are seeing through it, though. I just don't think that they're going to be as successful in saying we need more hundreds of trillions of dollars for this.
Well, look, the reality is this, Robert, and I agree with what you just said. This cancer war, it's been a waste. The money that we've spent on the war on cancer has been a waste. Because the reality is, even at best, even according to the conventional statistics, at best, we're the same amount of people, you know, per capita are dying of cancer now as it used to. I mean, cancer has not decreased. I would say that the cancer has rapidly increased, but there's so many skewed studies. But at least it stayed the same. But look at the way, you know, if the cancer deaths has remained constant over mm-hmm. the years, what about looking at something like the computer industry? Look at how far it's come since 1984 to today. I mean, look at the difference in computers and technology. Look at how, you know, in the 10 to the 5th power, more powerful now than they used to be.
Well, but, did they have like we got the Food and Drug Administration. What if they had like the CDA, the Computer Drug Administration, right? You know, a federal regulatory authority that said you can study how to make computers better, but only within this narrow confine, this framework. Anybody that innovates outside of it, we're going to squash them down. We're going to imprison them. We're going to take away every grant that they ever got.
Yep. Yep.
Where would we be today with computers? That's what's happened.
That's a great analogy, Robert, because if they did have the CDA or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, we'd still be using big, fat, 20-inch deep Macintosh computer monitors for word processing only, which is what we did in 1984. It would have little green blips on the screen.
Yep, exactly. And we'd still be playing Pong as a video game.
Oh, yeah. Right. And listen to this, Robert. Since mm-hmm. we're talking about Pong, that was one of the only two video games that we had. But we didn't have a lot of money growing up, and the only TV that we had to play it on was mm-hmm. a TV that had – it was one of those old screens that was really warped, and then the tube was actually warped. So the picture tube showed a warped picture. So imagine playing Pong on a warped TV screen.
And you weren't even using cannabis back then.
We weren't. It was just a TV screen, man.
It was just as good. Yeah, exactly. That's very funny. But, think about that. That innovation that had we not – you know, it's one thing to say, okay, we declare war on cancer. I know what the sentiment was. Let's
right.
throw all the money we got, everything we got. We went to the moon. Let's find a cure for cancer. But it's the same thing in terms of the technology to go to the moon. Did they say only if you innovate within this box, or did they say you guys innovate and find a way to make this work? And, of course, that's a whole lot different when they said we're going to the moon compared to, even though there are people that say maybe we didn't, but that's another show at another time. But for now, if we talk about if you really want to find the answer for something, you don't set all that money up and say, do it in this little room confined with this little thing, only using this tool and that, and don't do anything else. And expect that you're going to get a result that's going to be worth a lick of all that money you threw away at it.
That's true.
So it tells you that they are not interested in finding a cure, or else they would have unleashed the power of the human spirit to find
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah. The regulation has killed innovation in that industry, in the cancer industry, and that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, since you mentioned going to the moon, that is another that's another special altogether, a full hour special maybe.
Mm-hmm. It is, and you know, I look at all the science fiction shows and movies, and I love sci-fi. I like space stuff. It's fun. And Batar loves it too. We enjoy it. I mean, the kids love it. It's just a fun fantasy kind of thing to look at.
Yeah.
But the reality is, in terms of technology, nobody can survive in outer space because there is no shielding that they have developed. And I've even talked to Dwayne Graveling, an astronaut, a real honest to God NASA astronaut. He wrote a Lipitor Thief of Memory. And he said, we can't go to other planets because we don't have shielding for cosmic radiation.
And
they haven't solved that. So they keep saying, just give us more money, we'll go there too. It's all fantasy. It's pharmaceutical fantasy, it's space fantasy, and that's fine. Imagination is great, but don't think you're going to throw $1 trillion at it and figure it out if you haven't even solved the most basic problem of how do you shield against cosmic radiation. Oh, I know what. They'll harness it and put it in a mammogram.
Yeah, they'll harness it, put it in a mammogram so they can cause some more cancer, and that's exactly what mammograms do.
Yep, yeah. And so here we go. What are we criticizing? Not the sentiment.
No.
Not the desire. Maybe not even the intent, but the execution. If you want to find the solution for something, you don't constrain the people who are brilliant or open to all these ways of providing methods, pathways, things that are just not around right now. You don't constrain them. You let them loose. You unleash all the healers to heal, which has been our argument since the beginning here.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely right. And even though we do have cures today that maybe they don't seem to be approved, they're still there, but they don't look at those cures. They turn a blind eye as if they're not there. And you bet your bottom dollar that those people that are in these major oncological institutes, they know about these cures. Now, they may not tell them to their patients. They may not do research on it, but they know they're out there. And for the government to turn a blind eye to that, that's criminal, because people are dying because the government acts like they don't exist.
Right. And that's why I'm going to be out at the Right to Try conference in Kuchara, Colorado, February 5th and 6th. And I hope that you can be there. It's going to be a small group, but if you're in Southern Colorado or near there, look it up. We've just linked it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, linking to TMB and the Truth About Cancer. Also, cancertruth.net. Our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. Crank it up. We got lots more healing to go. Manny Alvarez, Dr. Manny, and ayahuasca. What do they have in common?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it with TMB here as we go outside the box each and every week. And I'm just thinking about all the folks that have yet to be touched by this, and maybe we'll see through some of these things that, you know, as we talked about the Obama State of the Union and then talking about the cancer moonshot, I just love the fact that we can turn people to something like the truth about cancer now. That there's actually a place they can go and see and learn, and all the links to all of the doctors and the participants in it, Ty. I mean, this is something people didn't have before.
No, they didn't. They didn't, but they do now, you know, and that's part of our mission is just to get this information out to the masses. So it is a blessing to be able to share that with people, that they do have options, that, you know, what we're being told is not the full story, right? Half-truth is really not a truth at all, and they're not being told about these treatments that work really well on the natural side. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, it's interesting with a lot of these the treatments, they're based on, you know, nature's medicine, natural herbs, and it leads me to this story that we're talking about over the break about ayahuasca, right? The great Amazonian medicine that comes from a vine, doesn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's been an incredible, let's say, treatment for those who are willing to leave the country because they crack down on it in the States for overcoming severe addiction, alcohol, heroin, you name it. People are coming off of it.
Using ayahuasca.
Yeah. And they have shamans that will help guide you through it. I mean, it's pretty intense, but I did not know about this focal point on the plan. And who knew Dr. Manny Alvarez would be the first of the punch on Fox News to bring this up?
Yeah, it is interesting that Dr. Manny has said that this psychoactive plant, this ayahuasca might actually be one of the keys to control diabetes. Now, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? To have a mainstream dude like Dr. Manny come out and say that here's a tea that's made from a natural vine that might help with diabetes. Wow, what a paradigm shift, huh, Robert?
Yeah, they've kind of pinpointed something here. I don't know. Again, I haven't investigated the studies on it, but they're saying that they found this thing called harmine, H-A-R-M-I-N-E, an alkaloid within the plant that may be stimulating the production of insulin or maybe even restoring the function in a type 1 diabetic patient, which is would be stunning, you know, to produce healthy new pancreatic beta cells. That would be amazing.
Yeah, what a different paradigm. So they're telling you, here's something that might help you actually produce your own insulin instead of having to inject it, right, from a prescription. That's a different way to approach this topic of diabetes now, because now we're looking at treating not a symptom but actually looking at the underlying cause.
Mm-hmm. I mean this is the kind of thing where every once in a while stuff like this slips through TMB and I go, what planet are we on? How did they actually acknowledge that?
And yeah, it's kind of like what happened with you and I last year when they released our videos on Fox News. Who would have thought that would have ever made it on? And by the way, your one on vaccines never made it.
Never made it on. I think I feel bad because I'm just worried that I was the cause of her show getting canceled. You're not going to put that Robert guy on again. Oh no. Anyway, lots of love to Carol Alt, but yeah, she's done terrific work as well. By the way, there's another story I covered the other day, but you've brought this to my attention again. A study that's claiming chromium pills might cause cancer. Did you see any problems with this?
Well, the problem is that the chromium pills that they're looking at are synthetic chromium. They're not food-based chromium, and so it's totally different paradigm. You know, it's like saying that the drug Marinol is the same thing as the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. It's not the same thing. It's completely different, and it's kind of like looking at chromium that's not food-based versus the food-based is what we take. You know, we use the innate response chromium GTF, but that's not what they tested here.
Not at all. And of course, this is a vital trace element. It's been acknowledged as such. And the idea here, of course, if you use it appropriately, 100 micrograms three times a day, you can reverse type 2 diabetes because it's an abject deficiency of this chromium molecule. But if you take the wrong form, I agree. We agree. It could be problematic, but that's why we've never argued to take synthetic vitamins and minerals.
Yep, absolutely. But, you know, the thing is, it's like because of the fact that it is a vitamin or mineral, they assume that people are too stupid to realize there's different forms of those vitamins and minerals. Some are healthy, some are not. It's kind of like if you put they think that all fluorides are the same. Well, sodium fluoride's not calcium fluoride, but they think that we're too stupid to learn that there's a difference.
Exactly. And remember, chromium picolinate is chromium bound to picolinic acid, and it's still sold in health food stores, so you've got to be careful. Read the label. When we come back, we're going to talk about this phenomenal pharma death clock that Mike Adams, the health ranger, put out. We only scratched the surface on it yesterday. TMB's got some more insight we're going to get and give. So stick with us. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You know, sometimes you forget to tell people they can call us any time of the day or night. Leave a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or while we're on the air. And, of course, you can drop your messages, comments, questions at robertscottbell.com. We'll answer them on the air if you'd like. And that leads now to one of those things. I don't know if it's a question or a comment, but we're going to get to it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's, I think it's more of a comment of the day, comes from Mark D. Mark Dillinger D. Yeah, Mark D. I like him. He says, "What's up, my healing partners? I hope you guys had a great Christmas and New Year's. You deserve a little time off, so I hope it was refreshing and relaxing for you. Now it's time to get back to work," he says. LOL. I never remember what is LOL. Lots of laughter, lots of what does LOL mean? Actually,
I always thought it meant laughing out loud. But
laughing out loud.
Who knows?
Okay. All right, so Mark D. laughs out loud. It's not really work, though, is it, when you're living in your gift the way you are, especially, and the way I am starting to. Anyway, I have a hometown healing update for you. But he's telling the truth. And Dr. Batar says this. If you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life.
You going to quote that guy again?
I know, but I'm sorry to bring Batar up. I know it's a sore subject.
No, he's right, though. Yeah, I mean, you do what you love. Do what you love.
You were so driven to do the truth about cancer. And if people, you know, I keep saying this, and I know if people knew all that you were going through, I mean, it had a labor of love indeed.
It is. It's what I'm blessed to be able to do what I'm loving, and you know, Charlene's doing what she's loving. I mean, this is our kind of our family mission to do this work with the truth about cancer. So it's a blessing to do what we're passionate about. It's much more fulfilling, I must say, than used to when I was director of taxation at a CPA firm, than when we would file a return for someone. It just doesn't have the same feel as when you help somebody to get healthy and to help turn cancer around or something like that. That's just a great feeling.
And folks, it wasn't that long ago that TMB was still having to do that for big corporations, the accountant hat that he has. So it's amazing to, you know, see that transition, and it's a beautiful thing because there are plenty of CPAs, but not many Ty Bollingers. There's only one.
Well, that's a good thing for many reasons. We won't go into all of them.
yeah, Batar will say, well, that's one too many. No, he loves you. All right, so Mark D. continues. He says his son, 13 years old, been suffering from with warts all over his hands for 6 years. And he's got a lot. It's embarrassing. He wouldn't shake people's hands. He was afraid to throw baseballs. He was worried it would rip or tear one off. I mean, this is like, wow, awkward as can be. And he was giving his mother-in-law carnivora to keep her immune system up. And she had a stroke some years ago and taking care of her. But her health has improved significantly with carnivora. She doesn't get sick anymore, and whenever she did, at least three or four times a year. Now, not anymore. He thought if carnivora could help his mom, what about his son? And so he started taking carnivora about 6 or 7 months ago as directed. He ramped up to a full dose every day with 1 day a week break. And 2 weeks ago, his son said, "Dad, look," and his hands. He went to sleep, woke up. They were all gone.
Wow.
All of the warts were gone. And remember that?
That's amazing.
We covered a story like this. We even had somebody on from New Zealand that had a similar case.
I remember that. It was a couple years ago. We had someone on that was from North Island, New Zealand, if I remember. And his son had warts, I think, on his feet.
Yes.
I remember correctly.
The pictures were kind of gross.
Yeah.
But we posted them.
Carnivora. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And so same scenario here. And that happens a lot of times with warts is they'll just go away quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within a period of a few days, they're gone. So, and it looks like, 6 to 7 months, though, is what it took. So, you know, maybe, it takes a while. We're dealing with some warts on one of our little ones' feet, and mm-hmm. we've been using some homeopathic thuja, but I might go ahead and increase the carnivora now,
yes.
The liquid carnivora, to see if that'll help.
That's great. And, you know, we talked about the use of silver. Silver, if there is a viral component to warts, and sometimes there is, very often, in fact, you can neutralize that. There are some of things that the body is maybe just trying to get out and encourage the detox pathways. And eventually, it's kind of mysterious. Sometimes they respond in 2 or 3 days. Sometimes it is 2 to 3 months. But doing the right thing, eventually the body will have no longer the need for them, and they will just disappear. That happens more often than not, but the time is hard to predict.
Yeah. No, you're right. I was definitely not saying that they'll go away in a couple of days. What will happen, though, is frequently when they do start going away, you know, it may be 6 or 8 months until you see anything change. But once it changes, they'll go away quickly. I used to have some warts on my right hand, and I literally remember looking at the hand one day and going, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a gradual thing. It was just one day they were gone.
Right.
And so I don't know what had gone on in my body. I definitely didn't treat them naturally. I didn't even know what to do. They just left. So I think that happens very quickly with warts sometimes.
Yeah, and so Mark says he's coaching a man through bladder cancer right now, and he's going to have him on a Gerson diet, but mm-hmm. until he's on that, he's got him on CBD, frankincense, and he's going to be ordering carnivora for him as well. He says it's an amazing plant, and he's thanking all of us for bringing it to his attention. And, of course, you have been the voice inadvertently because you talked about it and wrote about it, and many people have heard about carnivora, hearing your voice on Coast to Coast and different things like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to do it because it's a great product. And I'm, you know, Richard's done a great job with Carnivora, and it's helped people all over the world with all kinds of immune challenges. So here's another application for it. I'm definitely gonna increase our dosage of Carnivora, especially the little one that has the foot warts.
Beautiful. And also, Mark says, see you guys at Cal Jam. I can't wait to shake your hand. Robert and Ty, thank you for sharing your gift as well, Ty. I'm teaching many people around me using your Global Quest series at work. I teach a health class at church. They are all amazed at what you reveal in it.
That's very cool. Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate it.
So he says, too much to say, guys. I wish I could get you in a room and just have a conversation. Maybe someday. See you soon. And by the way, Super Don, what up with the intro?
Yeah.
Don knows. All right. He's not doing anything behind the scenes. But he did get Belladonna right, so I'm cutting him some slack. So anyway, cool. Really cool. Also, I want to shout out to Reggie at Better Way Health and the Beta 1 3D Glucan. We're taking that through the winter months to keep our immune system modulated well as well. And Reggie says he's coming down to Florida, so hopefully we'll see him soon. And maybe go out to lunch with him and Casey Krejci from...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, Reggie, Better Way Health guys, those are great guys. Really enjoyed getting a chance to see them just 1st of December.
Yep.
Reggie came up here with his wife Amy for the gala up here in Nashville. But always good to see Reggie, and we really do appreciate the Beta 1 3D Glucan from Better Way Health. Great stuff.
Absolutely. BetterWayHealth.com. Now, on to the Pharma Death Clock. Super Don and TMB, man oh man, Mike Adams, he keeps outdoing himself. Just don't know how he does it. Guy's inspired. And we covered this briefly, I think, yesterday, Ty, and we couldn't even scratch the surface. There's so many stats here that are all backed up and referenced to the annual deaths or the total deaths since the year 2000.
It's really amazing. I mean, if you haven't checked this out, you got to check it out, pharmadeathclock.com. It reminded me of the first time I came on the website. It reminded me of the national debt clock, where you turn it on, you're like, oh no, we're another 100 million in debt. Boom, 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 boom. It's like, this is a counter, folks that haven't seen this, for the different iatrogenic types of deaths and other types of deaths as well. But it looks like are they all iatrogenic? Yeah, they're all either drug related or iatrogenic. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing the effect that pharma and the doctors, the iatrogenic doctors, those that are committing iatrogenicide, that they have on the health of people and the death of people here. So it's not really looking at health. It's looking at how many people are these docs and other drugs killing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty telling. It will blow your mind once you go to this website.
TMB, are you surprised that the largest number of deaths are attributed to chemotherapy?
No. I'm not. As a matter of fact, I like the way Mike's done it. It's in a big red box. It's highlighted on the page because the people are dying every few seconds from chemotherapy. So it's a much larger count than the other counts on this death clock. But I'm not surprised at all because chemotherapy causes cancer. That's well documented that most chemotherapeutic agents cause other tumors and other cancers. So am I surprised that it's killed more than all the others? No. I mean, chemotherapy is toxic poison. And that leads us to this bizarre scenario in the United States of 2016 now. It's hard to say that, 2016.
Yes.
And now the chemotherapy clock just went one higher, so one more person just died.
I just saw that too. Yeah, it's literally counting. It just went up again. And this is, 16 million plus. That means, okay, in 2016, that's over a million a year at this point. Yeah. We've just started the 16th year. So it's just absolutely stunning. And remember, we talked about the war on cancer earlier that Nixon declared and how, the moonshot concept. This is a chemical war on humanity.
It is. There's no doubt. But there it goes. There's one more chemotherapy death. Now it's two higher than when we started a minute ago. So, this is a nice graphic visual illustration of the iatrogenic and drug-induced deaths in the United States. And it is shocking. Robert, I looked at this and these are all from official statistics that those in charge and those in power have released to us. So these aren't like they're ambiguous stats that we're just making up or that Mike's making up. No, these are real statistics. But can you imagine, Robert, if there were a similar death clock for nutritional supplements and if one of them had killed 16 million people? And not only had it killed 16 million people, it was still the number one recommended supplement in that industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, congressional hearings would be an understatement. I mean, they would literally send in troops to what do they do? Rossum, right? Remember the raw food place in California? They send in armed SWAT teams for people who weren't harming anybody. They had raw milk, raw cheese.
No, they were harming people. One of the charges brought up against them, and I still remember this, was mislabeling cheese. They were mislabeling cheese.
Yeah.
They were terrorists. They hate America. They're terrorists.
Right. The vigor with which they went after these folks and, you know, the 16 million dying of chemotherapy.
Look at some of
the other stats that are smaller numbers but still significant. And Superdon brought this up, the SSRIs, the psychiatric meds. And we didn't realize this. They were so deadly until we started talking with Peter Breggin, who was, amazing as a psychiatrist, what he's pointed out. In his works. I mean, there's a death rate associated with the psychiatric medications. And they're not dealing necessarily with infections where you say, oh, they could have died anyway. They had an infection. No, these are so-called mental disorders that have no test that validates them.
Absolutely. And there are deaths associated with them. I hear the music.
Plenty. All right, check out the pharmadeathclock.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events, including those that TMB and RSB will be together again. And, of course, up in Canada, if you're living in Canada or you're near Canada, go and see us at the Total Health Show in April in Toronto. And the Doc of Detox will be there, too. Also, I'm very excited to meet Rachel Parent, the young activist against GMO. She's terrific. So we got lots more healing to go. One more segment. Do some economics.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show, particularly when we go outside the box, easy enough, it appears pretty quickly right here on GCN, our syndicator. And then you'll hear it also at talknetwork.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and podcasts over at Jerry Doyle's network there, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. So tell your friends, you want to give a gift that keeps on giving that healing? Tell them about the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. So TMB, economic healing. I got to put your CPA hat on, sort of. You know, you're good with these numbers. And there's an article here about the Saudis freaking out over collapsing oil prices while the Chinese economy evidently no different than a Ponzi scheme. What do you make of this?
Well, it is a Ponzi scheme, isn't it? So that's pretty accurate, right? The most economies are no different than Ponzi schemes. That's what the United States economy is built upon. It's built upon the dollar, which is really, well, I don't know if you'd call it a Ponzi scheme. I guess you'd call it more like monopoly money. You know, the Fed is printing money out of thin air. Mm-hmm. But the reality is these Ponzi schemes, the fiat currency, whatever you want to, however you want to relate this together, they're all bound to collapse because they always do. Ponzi schemes always collapse, and so do fiat currencies. And so when we look at it from that perspective, it makes sense. You know, the Royal Bank of Scotland warns clients to sell everything and exit the market as soon as possible, a warning which indicates the global economy is heading towards a 1929-style Great Depression. Well, the fact that we're hearing this from mainstream Royal Bank of Scotland makes me wonder if it's true or not, right? So maybe we have nothing to worry about because this is mainstream. I don't know. Sure. All I know is that eventually things are going to collapse. I think maybe that there's something that they have some kind of an economic benefit from making this announcement now. I just have that suspicious nature.
There's always that, yeah.
Regardless, though, it makes sense to prepare. So what does that mean? I mean, it's the same message we've been saying for years, Robert. You got to take care of food and water, number one. Regardless of whether there's an economic collapse now or in 10 years, you need to have food stored or be able to grow your own food or a combination thereof, and you got to have access to clean water. And if you haven't put that as number one priority, then you should, because maybe you got a lot of guns and ammo, you got the brass and lead, maybe you got gold and silver and those metals. But the reality is, if you don't have food or access to food and water first, then none of that really matters. $1,000 because if it's a complete food shortage, worst case scenario, you can't buy my food. I don't care what gold or silver you give me. I'm keeping my food, right? And right. So it's going to be hard to buy food if you don't already have a way to store it or to mm-hmm. grow it.
Sure. And, you know, learning how to do things that are quite different in an era of disposability, right? People just go out mm-hmm. buy a new one. What about what they've right. done in Cuba for 50 years, right? They've learned how to keep things going. And we're going to need that yeah. level of innovation again. So if you want your kids learning something that's practical, mechanics, building, yeah. you know, electronics maybe, but certainly yeah. Keeping mechanical things running is going to be
Absolutely.
Huge in this next phase. Also, in the crash of 1929, we were still largely an agricultural country. There was
yeah.
some stuff happening, but more people than ever still were farming compared to today. Very few people produce food. That's why I think a collapse on this order could be much worse.
It certainly could, because people are not, you know, they don't know how to grow their own food. So back then, they not only were preparing with storing food, which people did used to store food as well back at that time, but also people were prepared as far as knowing how to grow food. They could actually get out and, you know, what percentage of people, I guess, that are listening today could actually go out and grow some food in a garden without knowing anything more than you know today. So in other words, probably a good idea is to start learning how to grow food, mm-hmm. even if you're not actively doing it now. Maybe learn how to do it theoretically, because yeah. many people probably don't even know the theory behind growing vegetables and fruits out in your garden.
Yeah, and it isn't that difficult, honestly. Like I said, Liam, nope. my buddy, came by and we built some raised beds. I've got some in-ground stuff, planted some trees. We're already, you know, eating what we're growing, and that only was in a matter of months. Of course, we're in a longer growing season here, but still, you can do square foot gardening. You can do windowsill gardening. There's a lot of options now, a lot of yep. innovations. And I would encourage you, as we have been for a while, to continue looking that way. Listen, even with the renminbi being thrown into the basket of currencies, according to the IMF and World Bank, as they're trying to destroy the petrodollar, you know, eventually your ability to produce food is going to be more important than your ability to acquire pieces of paper backed by nothing.
That's
just
right.
Saying. Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
All right, TMB, we did it. Another outside the box. Under the belt.
Yeah, we did, man.
Yeah.
Always fun. Always a good time, my friend.
Over the river and through the woods. So, pre-happy birthday. I know you got one coming up, but we'll talk yeah. about that perhaps next week on the air.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, thanks, TMB. Thanks, Super D. Thanks, Daniel, back at GCN. In the meantime, remember, tell your friends like I'm telling you, the God's honest truth, the power to heal, is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.